Midwig Theater. Slow Fuse by R.D. Wingfield.
What's that noise? Well, that's the audible part of one of the alarm systems which operate if anyone approaches the vault. All right, Jones, open it up.
Thank you, I said.
After you, Major.
Thank you.
This is where we keep our stock of raw materials. Gold, silver, and platinum. No need to tell you not to touch, of course.
This is silver. It's silly to me.
Not to the expert eye, I assure you. Please put it down.
You're just feeling the weight. What would I have to pay for one of these?
Well, something in the region of £13. The gold is considerably dearer, of course.
So, how much have you got in here?
We hold an insurance cover of £750,000 for the contents of this vault.
My mouth watering. Do you ever forget to lock the door?
My dear Major Derry, I wouldn't be allowed to forget. Until that door is closed and locked firmly, lights and buzzers are flashing all over the place.
Oh, very different to the last time I was here.
The last time you... Well, you haven't been here before.
Before your time, Mr. Robson. But I've actually been in this vault. Mind you, I'm going back nearly 30 years now, before your firm moved in.
Well, this would be during the war.
Yes, the army commandeered most of the buildings on this estate. They stuck me in here. I was on bomb disposal.
How interesting.
Yes. Yes, I had my office out in the corridor, and my bed in this vault. Safe space to be during the air raid.
Well, if you're successful in obtaining this position, Major Derry, we'd very much like to have your story for our house magazine.
You've had many other applicants, sir?
A few.
Not up to my standard, though, eh? All right, here's a story for your magazine. I remember one night, rolling in here stinking drunk.
Drunk? Do you drink, then?
Oh, not as much as I did.
We'd like to think the man we appoint will be of temperate habits.
The salary you're paying, he'd have to be. Who was that?
Well, the builders. You probably noticed them when you came in. They're digging the foundations for the new extension and strengthening that far wall at the same time.
Well, it looks strong enough to me.
Yes. Well, now, we really must move on. Close it up now, Smith, and telephone control to send the lift down for us.
Very well, sir.
This way, Major. The only way up is by means of the lift, and they won't send it down until they clear us.
And how do they do that?
Well, we've been under observation by closed-circuit television from the moment we left the vault.
I wish you'd told me earlier. I've been having a scratch.
If they see anything the least bit suspicious, they can contact the police and have the entire building cordoned off in seconds. It seems we've passed muster.
They saw you were with me.
Up to you.
Tell me, Mr. Robson, if it's all so foolproof, why do you want a security officer?
Well, there's more to this place than just the bullion store, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as you say, the vault is foolproof. Thief-proof, in fact. It's protected by 7 different types of alarm systems throughout the building. The vault opening mechanism is computer-operated.
And how does that work?
Well, unless I and 2 other members of the staff feed in the correct code numbers for the day, the vault remains tightly closed. None of us knows the other's codes. After you. At weekends and holidays, we operate a time lock, which overrides the computer. Yes, all in all, we don't have many sleepless nights worrying about the vault.
What do you worry about then?
Well, the rest of the factory, the workbenches. We make articles of all types in precious metal. Gold and silverware, commemorative medals, presentation cups, and so on. Well, this means we have to remove our precious metals from the safety of our vault to the factory floor. And that's where we're vulnerable. Thousands of pounds worth of material circulating every day.
How do you make sure they don't take their work home with them?
Mr. Robson.
All right, Bradford, I can hear it.
This may answer your question, Major. Do you mind turning out your pocket, please?
Eh?
You're being screened by apparatus which reacts to the presence of gold, silver, or platinum. It's reacting to you.
I've got a gold filling in my tooth.
reacting for a little more than that, I think. Please, Major.
All right. Here we are. Just wanted to see if I could beat your security system. You've convinced me I can't. I
did tell you not to touch, Major.
Ah, but no point in telling the criminal that, Mr. Robson. It's similar to the old mind detector, I suppose.
I believe so. Have this returned to the vault, would you, Bradford? And turn that thing off.
Yes, sir.
Well, you've seen everything, Major. How do you feel about the job?
I feel it's right up my street. Should be a cushy little number.
Don't think that's quite the way we envisaged the post.
No, no. Of course not, no. Bad choice of words. You push the salary up a bit higher and you won't find me quibbling too much. Where would my office be?
Not so far. The security officer's office would be in the extension building when it's finished.
When will that be? They're only on the foundation.
Oh, by the end of the month.
Oh, that suits me fine. Had a bit off from the army until then. Well, it gives us both plenty of time to turn it over in our minds.
If you're suited in the meantime, you'll let us know.
Don't you worry, Mr. Robson. I won't accept anything else.
I wouldn't be too hasty if I were you. The bird in the hand, you know.
I'm going to enjoy working here. Your advertisement said something about interview traveling expenses.
But the army barracks are only the other side of the town. And you came in a jeep.
Yes. Yes, well, I won't press that then.
You know the way out, don't you? Straight down the corridor and left at the end. I'll phone the guard, let him know you're coming.
I've been most impressed, Mr. Robson. We'll meet again. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I think not. Oh, that's Major Derry.
What do you think of him?
Well, a good deal older than I would have wished to have seen, sir.
He's my age.
Quite, I mean, good heavens, he looks 10 years older.
Hardly in the peak of physical condition. He's at least 2 stone overweight and a drinker.
I don't think we need bother with him off the shore.
Sorry to keep you, Sergeant.
How did the interview go, sir?
Well, not bad. For one horrible moment, I thought they were going to offer me the job. But my natural charm put him off in the end.
Did you manage to have a good nose around?
They took me all over the place.
Yes, sir.
Now, we'll get a break into that vault from the inside, Sergeant. It's impossible. They'd have us before we were within 100 yards.
More or less as we suspected, sir, wasn't it?
He took me inside the vault, Sergeant. I saw it. Bars and bars of the stuff. Gold, silver, platinum.
We don't want you to be disappointed, sir. There must be some way of getting it out.
I wish I could think of one. They've got it buttoned up so tight. 7 different alarm systems, computer control, closed circuit television. It'd take an army to bust into a place like that.
But don't forget, Major, until you leave us at the end of the month, an army is just what you've got.
Look out!
Damn civilians.
Private Fraser.
Oh, good morning, sir.
Private Fraser, not only are you smoking on duty, which is itself a crime, you have an offer B one, which is unforgivable.
Sorry, sir, help yourself.
Thank you.
Actually, sir, I was just trying to find you. The colonel wants you.
Oh, what about?
He didn't say, sir. We're not supposed to listen in on the switchboard, sir.
I didn't wangle you this job for you to start getting ethical, old son.
Well, from what I gathered, sir, a couple of chaps from Paycor have been done a snap audit. You're 70 quid light in your float.
Now, that's not playing the game, is it? Well, you're bound to find money short with a snap audit.
Mm.
If my OCO was going to have one, he'd let us know a week beforehand. Do you think we were ever a penny short? Oh, this new chap's got no idea.
No, sir.
Yeah, well, I'll tell him you agree with me, sir. Oh, damn. Now I've got to rush around and put it back. I suppose you wouldn't have 70 quid saved up for a kindly action, would you, old son?
No, afraid not.
You young chaps, you earn good money and you spend it. You should be saving up for my retirement prison anyway. No, let's hope Sergeant Stringer can oblige me.
I happened to overhear something else in the switchboard, sir.
Well, come on, old son.
The colonel's got a chap from the military police with him.
Military police? Oh, not for a lousy 70 quid, surely. Well, what's it all about?
Well, that's all I had, sir.
Well, what you did here, many thanks, old son. Better go across and see what it's all about.
Get a move on with those requisitions, Jackson. They must go off tonight.
Right, sir.
Ah, good morning, Major.
Ah. What, Captain? The headmaster sent for me.
Yes. Take a seat, would you? He's got someone with him at the moment.
Has he? Anyone I know?
No, you'll have to excuse me, Major. I've got a lot to do. You've left the address off this one, Jackson.
Oh, sorry, if I had a cigarette, I'd offer you one, Captain.
Really, Major, they can be bought, you know.
That's handy to know, should I ever run out. Oh, that's... Got a light?
There.
Oh. Yeah, how much did you pay for your lighter?
£5.10.
I can get you one identical, twice the quality, 30 bob.
This is one of yours.
Ah, yes. Yes, now I look at it closely. Yeah, I can see it's one of the expensive ones. Oh, you've got a bargain there. What does this nib want to see me about?
But I shall tell you when you go in.
Oh, can't mind old son. You can tell me.
You know I can't. I respect the Colonel's confidence.
£70 missing from my throat. Well, thanks for telling me, Captain.
You know I said no such thing. If the Colonel heard you say that... Moi? Yes, I hear. Right. Would you go in now, Major?
Well, sit down, Gary, sit down. You know Major Parkinson of the military police, I believe.
Yes, indeed, sir.
An old friend.
Caught the whiskey bandits yet, Major?
We will, Major. We will. Any idea why you're here, Gary?
Yes, sir. But if I could help in any way...
Everything all right in the section?
Oh, that's clockwork, sir.
Through your cash accounts, always balance?
Funny you should say that, sir. I was just on my way over to the office when I got your message.
Oh?
Yeah, that's stupid mistake I made. I was working on some papers last night and I found a bundle of pound notes mixed up with them. Mm-hmm. Obviously they were from my throat. I must have scooped them up with the papers into my briefcase. It's a good job I found them. I'll stick it back when I leave you.
Yeah, I see.
What was it you wanted to see me about, then?
Well, it doesn't matter now.
On your way to put it back, you say, Major.
That's right.
Good. I'll take it for you. I'm seeing the auditors at lunchtime.
Auditors?
Oh, didn't I mention them?
No, sir. Here you are, Major.
Thank you. I'll just check it through in case you've given me too much.
Wait a minute. What's this? Another £3. Must have got caught up in my jacket lining. I nearly missed it.
Thank you. Yes, it seems all to be that. Disappointed?
Of course not.
Good. So I'll get back to my office, sir.
Well, sit down, Gary. There's something else. Perhaps you'd like to take over Major Parkinson?
Certainly, Colonel. Major Derry, you're in charge of the stores at this camp, hmm?
That's right, Major. But if you want anything, you'll have to sign for it. I can't let you have anything on the side.
You check your stocks regularly.
Naturally.
Any shortages?
No.
That's very good.
Thank you.
A considerable quantity of army stores has been turning up at street markets in the Midlands and the East End of London. As far as we can estimate, something in the region of £3,000 worth is involved.
Jeez, that's a lot of stores.
Hmm. More than you could accidentally stuff in your briefcase. Well, we've known about this for some time. We've not been able to track down the source of supply.
One tin of beans was very much like another.
It did, Major, but not anymore. Our manufacturers and suppliers have been most cooperative. They've been marking up different batches of goods with code numbers, and we've been keeping careful records.
Ah.
Yes, we can now tell that the goods involved were originally supplied to 4 separate depots, and this is one of them. All we've got to do now is to find out which one.
You can see my stock sheets anytime you like. They balance to the last tin of sardines.
Oh, we're not interested in stock sheets. We're interested in actual stock. To find the two don't always agree.
Right. To set your mind at ease, I'll check all my stocks this afternoon.
Oh, we wouldn't dream of putting you to all that trouble. We'll do it for you. I've got a team of trained men doing the rounds. They'll be here first thing Monday morning.
I want you to give Major Parkinson every assistance, Gary.
I'm sure the Major needs no reassurance on that point, huh?
Evening, Major. You?
Yes, please, Grace. Landlord about?
He's been asking for you. Mr. Dale?
What is it? Oh, Major Derry.
Down.
quiet word?
Sure.
That whiskey you got me wasn't knocked off, was it?
Oh, heavens no. What?
Only we've had one of your chaps in here, military policeman. Said they were looking for some stuff knocked off from the army catering section.
Coincidence. Who was this chap?
There he is, in the other bar.
Oh, yes, I know him.
Friend of yours?
Hardly.
He, said they pinched bottles of sherry as well.
Interested in sherry?
Could be, if the price was right.
Well, we'll talk about it afterwards. He's coming over.
Evening, Major Parsons.
There is.
What's this cheap whiskey you're trying to plug in?
Your tongue will get you into trouble one of these days.
You've gone off in a hurry, Major.
He'd have stayed if he'd seen you, Grace.
Now what's coming?
What are you doing when you finish tonight?
Going straight to bed.
Oh.
I've been on my feet non-stop since 9 this morning. I want some rest.
I've had a rotten day as well, Grace. That's why I was hoping for a little bit of kindness and understanding tonight.
On the cheap, as usual, I suppose.
Well, just a little chat.
I know you're a little chap. They finish up with me cooking your breakfast.
I'm mad about your bacon, Grace.
Yeah, I know.
There's a service down this end, Grace.
Coming.
Ah, there you are, Major.
Ah, over here, Sergeant.
Yeah. I got it, sir.
Guess who I bumped into outside.
Yes, he's really beating down our necks today.
He's warning the landlord against buying cheap whiskey. But it'll kill all our trade. How did you get on?
I've done a quick stock check. We're in trouble.
Yes, well, we have been going a bit mad recently.
I'll say we have, sir. There's hardly anything left.
You reckon £3,000 worth of car?
I'll make it more.
Well, that's it, then. The balloon goes up on Monday.
Looks like it, sir.
You'd better be out of here by Sunday night, then. Did it? I was hoping for one really big job before I left. Grace?
Yeah?
Same again for me and a bidder for the sergeant.
Right. Good evening, Sergeant.
Hello, Grace.
I was up at our old stamping ground today, Grace.
Here you are, Sergeant. Take the Major's as well.
Thank you. Yes, Grace, I applied for a position as security officer at Consolidated Silversmiths.
They never give you a job.
Why not? Prisoners, if they know me. I told me old sleeping quarters. It's packed. Collied with gold bars now.
Did you know Grace during the war then, sir?
Not as well as I'd have liked. She was a buxom lamb girl then. Her marrows were the envy of the barracks. Right, Grace?
Right. Now, what about paying for those drinks?
Oh, that's not like me. Keep the change.
Something short.
Eh?
Another cup.
Sergeant?
Yes, sir. You are, Grace.
Thank you.
It hasn't really changed much, you know. Still as solid as ever. The safest place to be in an air raid, as I kept telling you.
No place with a bed net for strikes of you. I prefer to take my chance with the bombs.
There was no shortage of them. They barely built it this time. One night I had to deal with 12 unexploded bombs. 12! Next day I drew all my money out of the post office and spent it.
Not on me, you didn't.
Oh, marvelous memory you've got, Grace.
I couldn't have done it. Messing about with bombs, knowing they could go up at any moment.
They put me off eating cereal. And it wasn't all excitement, though. The hardest job at times was finding that damn thing. There's still a lot of unexploded bombs knocking about. We never found them all.
You weren't always looking in the right places.
Yes, go on, Grace. You're lowering the tone of the conversation.
Well, I don't see how a bomb could be hard to find. Some of them weighed a ton.
But if they penetrated the ground and didn't explode, Sergeant, they wouldn't leave a crater. The point of entry could be very small, and in soft earth there'd be no trace. Even if you found the point of entry, it'd still be a long way from finding the bomb. They'd skid and snake about underground and finish up nowhere near where they went in.
I never knew that.
One night I was in my little old army-ish bed in the bullion store, wishing I had Grace with me, when I heard this one come down. I thought it was my luck. Straight for me. Then there was a tremendous crash. No explosion. Just a crash. The whole building shook.
Spent a week digging and prodding, but we never found it.
Probably still there to this day.
This happened outside the bullion store, you said, sir?
That's right. Why?
Is there any way we could break into that vault from the outside?
The walls are 4 foot thick. You couldn't break your way.
Yes, sir?
That barbed wall. Now, why are they having it strengthened?
car walls of wartime utility job. They had to finish it off in a rush. It's too damn strong, but nowhere as thick as the others.
Should we get through it?
With explosives? What's the point? It's below ground. You'd have to tunnel down to it, blast your way in, beat the alarms, and then slip through the police court.
I reckon we could do it. Supposing, the builders uncovered your unexploded bomb when they started work tomorrow.
Well, I know the second thing they do.
What's your plan? Not here, sir. Let's get back to the barracks.
Right. Grace?
Yeah?
I won't be able to manage it tonight, love. Got to get back to the bath.
I'm crying my eyes out.
Good morning, Mr. Austin. You sent for me.
Oh, yes, Bradford. Come in and shut it off. Now, did you agree with head office that we would accept the next bullion delivery intended for Hammersmith?
Yes, sir. The vault at Hammersmith has been giving some trouble.
Well, then that's their problem. We can't take it.
Oh, plenty of room, sir.
It's not a question of room. We've only got insurance cover for £750,000, and we're pushing our limit now. Any more would put us right over the top. You can tell head office that... What's going on out there?
Major
Jerry.
Sorry to barge in on you like this, sir. I'm afraid there's no time for nitrogen. We're evacuating the building.
Evacuating the building?
We had a call from your builders 20 minutes ago. They've uncovered an unexploded bomb from the last war.
What?
Potentially dangerous. If it went off, it could take this place with it. We're going to try and defuse it on the site.
Do you know anything about this, Bradford?
No, sir.
Well, no offense to you, Major, but I can't take any chances. I'm going to get in touch with the police.
The police, sir, are already here. Listen.
Attention, please. Attention, please. This is a police announcement. An exploding bomb has been uncovered in this area. It is potentially dangerous. Please evacuate this area immediately. Attention, please.
Keep moving, please. Quick as you can now. Keep moving, please.
Major Denny?
Yes?
Third floor clear.
Good.
Thank you.
Keep it moving, please, ladies and gentlemen. Shall we give your name to the constable as you leave the building?
Ah, there you are, Major Denny. How long do you think you and your chaps will be?
Oh, I wish I could say. The bomb's lying awkwardly and it's tucked far. They're trying to dig ground to the fuse pocket now, but we might have to go pretty deep. Might be hours, might be days.
If it had to happen, I suppose the weekend's the best time.
Second floor cleared, Major.
Thank you.
I hope they're remembering to switch out the lights. Where's Bradford? Are they?
We've got all the material from the workshop back into the vault.
Good man. I think we've had it for the rest of the day. Set the time lock for 8:30 Monday morning.
Right.
How far have they got with the medal?
500 minutes, sir. If we start again Monday, we can do it.
Good. When you set the time lock, you better push off yourself.
I think tradition demands that I should be the last, please.
Oh, the lavatory outside, Jenkins. Don't hold them all up.
You're slowing everyone down, sir. Now keep moving, please. Give your name to the constable on the gate as you leave.
Ground floor workshop cleared, Major.
Thank you.
A bit more beef into it, Fraser. We've a long way to go, yes?
Yes, sir.
Here. Hello, sir. Come to give us a hand.
The officer provides the spray, not the brawn.
Sergeant,
his very presence encourages his men onto greater effort. How's it going?
Not too bad, sir. It's easier than Fraser's making out, actually.
Oh, let's have a look at the bomb.
Hey, not at all bad. Who made it?
I did, sir.
A little bit more battered, though.
I hope I look as good as that when I've been married for 30 years. Clearly won't have to bear close scrutiny. Should we have a sentry up there, Sergeant?
The fewer people involved, the better, sir. Anyway, the police won't let anyone through. Are they all out of the building?
Every man, Jack. It was most impressive. Not a bit of panic. I felt proud to be British.
We'd better start shoring up now, Sergeant.
Right. Chuck down some of that timber, would you, sir?
Is this all you've brought?
Oh, there's more than enough. You measure it out. We'll be through to that vault in no time.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Major Parsonson. Beautiful day?
Is it? I'm looking for Major Derry. He doesn't seem to be in his office.
No, we found him a job to do for a change.
He's over at Consolidated Silversmith.
Where?
Oh, you must have heard of them. The big white building on the factory estate, north of the town.
Oh, yes, yes, I do know it. What's he doing there?
Digging up bombs. The builders turned up an old German unexploded bomb, and our expert has gone to defuse it.
Hmm. I bet that frees him.
Well, he volunteered, actually.
Oh. Consolidated Silversmith.
Hmm.
They deal in precious metals, don't they?
Yes, that's right. They made most of the regimental plate, actually.
I wonder if Major Derry would mind if I popped over to see him. I find it fascinating to watch the expert at work.
Sarge!
Yes?
We're there.
You're sure?
Aye, I've reached the back watch.
Right. Come out and let me finish shoring up.
What is it, Sarge?
We've reached the wall of the vault, sir.
Already? Why, that's quick. Have we measured to the right place?
Fraser's no fool, sir. He knows what he's doing.
Yes, well, I'd better let me go in and check.
I wouldn't, sir. It's not wide enough for you. Mind the side.
Now
get out, sir. You're bringing the lot down.
Sorry. What about Fraser?
Fraser, you all right? Fraser. Quick, sir, give me a hand. Now, don't bother with the earth. Just pull him out.
Come on,
Fraser. That's it. Come on, pull him. Pull him, sir. That's it. Okay, Fraser, you're all right.
Sorry about that, old sonny. It seems I'm not as slim as you are.
No, it's all right, sir. What's the damage?
It could be worse. If you can find something else to do for a while, sir, Fraser and I'll get this lot cleared up.
I'll help you.
Please, sir.
Oh, all right.
Come on, Fraser. Grab that shovel.
Right.
Constable,
sir?
They're still too far forward. You've got to get them back.
Now get back, please, ladies and gentlemen. Right back now. You can see just as well from over there if anything happens.
Now, who's supposed to be looking after these children?
I am.
Well, get them back, madam.
The officer's coming across, Inspector.
Yes, I can see him.
Perhaps he can tell us if we can get the production line going again.
Well, the vault's on time lock, isn't it? We couldn't get the stuff out until Monday anyway. Didn't you send the hourly workers home?
Why, no, sir.
Well, go and tell them they're watching in their own time. That should thin out the crowd.
Oh, Major Derry.
Excuse me, sir. I'd like a word with the inspector.
Yes, Major. How's it going?
Oh, pretty well. It shouldn't be long now. I've just come across to warn you. We hope to have a go at defusing it in about 15 minutes. You might hear a loudish bang, but it won't be the bomb. At least I hope it won't. It'll only be the charge in the fuse, so be prepared for it.
Right. Constable?
Sir?
Nip across to the loudspeaker van and get them to put out a warning.
Right, sir.
Now, when the fuse is out, you can move the bomb, I suppose.
Yes.
So will there still be any danger?
All explosives are unpredictable, especially when they've been under the ground for so long. I prefer to take no chances and get it away from the built-up area.
You'll be taking the north route out.
It's the most straightforward.
We've been through the traffic control. They'll give you a clear run through. They're keeping all other traffic off the road.
You're making it too easy for us, Inspector. My men will be wondering what's happened to me. I must get back to my shoes.
Yes, I wouldn't do what you're doing for £1,000,000, sir.
How about 750,000, Inspector? Going all right, Major?
Yes, I was just telling the Inspector, Mr. Robson.
We'll be defusing in 15 minutes. And with luck, we'll be out in a couple of hours. You chaps deserve a medal. With luck, we'll get one.
Attention, please. Attention, please. This is a police message. In about 15 minutes' time, there will be a minor explosion. There is nothing to worry about. This will not be the bomb, only the charge in the fuse. There is no call for alarm. Attention, please. Attention, please. This is a police message.
What's that announcement, sir?
They're warning everyone of the big bang we're going to make. So don't disappoint them. Get on with your drilling.
Attention, please. Right on edge. What's he doing?
Making the holes for the charge, sir. You've turned up at an opportune time. Can you give me a hand with the sandbags?
Queen's regulation. Officers are not supposed to do manual work.
They're not supposed to knock off bullion stores either.
Well, the police are much more polite than you are, Sergeant. They're holding up all the traffic so we can have a clear getaway.
They're the best in the world, sir. I've always said so. Now, pack those charges in firmly, Fraser. Just because you're going to be rich, there's no reason to be sloppy.
I know what I'm doing, Sergeant.
We'd better let it get on with it, sir. I detect a hint of temperament. Start chucking the sandbags over.
Right. Oh, what a waste. Why do you want them?
Fraser's orders.
They'll deaden the noise, sir, and keep the force of the blast forward. I want to get through in one go.
Well, as long as you've got a reason. Oh, no.
What?
Do I look all right?
Why?
They've got a television crew back there now. Oh, this is going to go down as the crime of the century, Sergeant. £750,000 worth of bullion knocked off in broad daylight, on television, and with the full cooperation of the police. Oh, it's unique.
It's unique. They've caught you working, sir. Next bag, please.
Yeah. How many more do you want?
We'll use the lot, sir. No point in skimping the job.
I'm a month off my retirement pension, Sergeant. An old man deserves some consideration.
I should have brought your bath chair, sir. The last sandbag, please. Thank you.
Oh, thank goodness for that. I'm not built for this sort of work. What are you going to do with your share of the money, Fraser?
If you talk to me while I'm connecting up these detonators, perhaps you'd use it to give me a good send-off.
Oh, sorry, old chap. Go ahead.
I suppose he knows what he's doing, Sergeant.
Best explosives man in the army, sir.
Good.
Right, sir. That's it, I think. All we've got to do now is see if it works. You and the sergeant get outside, and I'll set it off.
Here comes Fraser now. All right, old son?
Yes, sir. 10 seconds from... Now. 10, 9, 8, 7...
They're coming out.
Give me the field glasses, Bradford.
Just a moment, sir. Something's happening.
Which is precisely why I want them now, not when it's all over.
Yes. Thank you.
Two of them are out. Yes, and here's the third. Oh, they're getting down behind the wall.
This could be the detonation. Down, everybody. Down.
All right. It's all over.
Well, what's that noise?
Oh, I imagine that's the alarm systems in your boat going off, Mr. Robson. The shock of the explosion has set them going.
But we can't get in to turn them off until Monday. We'll be very popular with our neighbors.
I'm sorry, sir. You can't go further than this point.
Inspector White, is it?
That's right, sir.
I'm Parkinson, military police officer. We've spoken on the telephone, yes?
Very pleased to meet you, Major. Nothing wrong, is there?
No. I just want to have a word with Major Derry.
Oh, I'll put out a message for him in the loudspeaker, if you like.
No, thank you. I'll take a stroll over there. Let it be a surprise.
Come on, sir.
If you told me that the more sandbags we put in, the more we'd have to take out, I'd have pulled rank on you.
Oh, there's not many more, sir.
Well, that's what you keep saying, but I know how many I've put in there. Oh, the roof's a bit dodgy.
Let's have a look. It's not marvelous, but it'll hold.
There's so much dust and muck down here, I can't see a thing.
Well, that's enough, sir. I think I can get through now.
Are you sure?
He knows what he's doing.
There's no point bringing the lot down just because he's in a hurry.
It's all right. I can manage.
Well, we'll soon know now.
Yes. Come on, Fraser. Hurry up. Those damned alarms are getting on my nerves.
Give him a hand. He's coming out. Come on. Out you come, Fraser. Out you come.
Well, for God's sake, Fraser, are we through or not?
Is this what we're after, sir?
Go far! Fraser, you're a ruddy genius! So all we've got to do now is to help ourselves!
All right.
Thank you, Jerry.
No, not him.
Parkinson, what do we do?
Don't panic. Stay here. I'll try him anymore.
Major Jerry!
All right. Wait there. I'm coming up.
Rooney, I'm coming down.
Eh?
What happened?
The ground collapsed.
Parkinson, where are you?
Not here.
I can't hear a damn thing. Are you all right?
No. Wrong. Something falling on me. I think it's your rectus, Bob.
No, ours is over here. Can you see him, Fraser?
Mine, sir. I've got a torch.
Good Lord. What is it?
That bomb you were looking for 30 years ago, sir. I think Major Parkinson just found it.
Let me see. Oh, yes. The size of it.
Bigger than ours.
But it's older.
Don't get down there. Get me up.
Give the whole still, old chap. Try not to move. That damn thing went up. We'd all know about it.
What do you think, sir?
Can't even there. You know what? This could be a blessing in disguise. It'll keep him out of our hair for a while. I'll go down and tinker with the bomb while you and Fraser empty the vault. With a bit of luck, we can still pull it off.
Right, old son. Let's have a look at you.
It hit my leg. But
try moving your foot. I'd say you'd broken it.
Can't you get this damn thing off me?
Well, not until I've made it safe. You know much about these things?
No.
No, hardly your line, is it? Well, I'll just put my box of tricks down there. Now, let's try and improve your education. Your standard or conventional bomb comprises of a case, i.e. the part resting on your foot, a fuse, and an initiating charge.
Initiating charge?
That's it, old son. Feel free to ask me any questions. Now, the fuse sets off the initiating charge, which explodes, and sets off the main charge. It's like the match at the tower with the Coca-Cola light.
Yes, yes. What are you doing now?
Well, I'm clipping away the dirt, trying to find the fuse pocket. So you might have picked a cleaner bomb. Ha, ha, ha. Now, here it is, hiding from Daddy. Can't read the damn marking.
What would they tell you?
What sort of fuse it is. I shall continue my educational discourse. Now, broadly speaking, there were two types of fuse, impact and delayed action. The delayed action was activated by clockwork mechanism, which was set to a predetermined delay and then ticked away merrily until time ran out.
Mm.
Impact fuse was supposed to go off on impact. That's the name inside, but sometimes didn't. At times, they'd use both types in one bomb.
Hey.
Damn thing won't come off.
Look, could you hit it like that?
And not if you've got any sense. The worst thing to do, next to getting your foot caught under one, won't budge any other way. Now, either I saw your leg off, or I try again. Yeah, we'll try the hard way first.
Gary, but...
Ah, yes, the luck's in. Yes, I think it's coming. Yes. Ah. Now we've got the lid off, we can see what we've got.
Well?
It's an impact. They used to fuse bombs just before they left the aircraft by giving them a small charge of electricity. This was stored in a condenser, and at the moment of impact, a trembler switch completed the circuit, and up went your bomb. Sometimes, as in the present case, it didn't work until your standard, not for conventional bomb disposal man, rolled up and poked it about. I say you don't look too good, old boy.
Well, I'm all right. Just hurry it up.
Now, you see these two wires? Now, which one do I cut the biggest? The wrong one, instant death. You look the type, Major. You can choose. Which one to fancy? Left or right?
Oh, you fool. Don't you know?
Oh, keep your hair on, old sport. It doesn't matter. These condensers wouldn't hold a charge for 30 months, let alone 30 years. They'll be as dead as the old dodo by now. It's just a question of getting the lot out. And this is the tricky thing. You believe in fate, Major?
Fate? Why do you ask?
You know, they talk about the bomb with your name on it. And this bomb was dropped 26 or 27 years ago. I was in that bullion vault a few yards away. If this fuse had worked then, I wouldn't be here now. And after all this time, we've come together again. giving it a second chop.
Jerry, if you can either talk or work, I'd prefer you to work.
Getting on your nerves, am I? Nearly over.
Now, shut your eyes and pray. Because...
it's out. Let's put in the basin. Next, please.
Major Jerry.
Yes. Hold on, old sport. Don't go away. I'll just see what my sergeant wants.
We've got the best part of it out, sir, but I don't trust that tunnel anymore. Another trip could bring the lock down.
I see. I'll pull out now, you think?
Yes, sir.
Fraser?
Yes, sir.
Right. Collapse the tunnel and get the loot onto the lorry. Then back it up over here so we can get the crane to this damn box.
You say?
Yes. I've got the fuse and the charge out. Old skills die hard.
How's the Major Parkinson?
Try not to laugh. Broken his leg. Straight face, Fraser. Now, we better get a move on. The sooner we get away from here, the better. And don't forget, a big smile for the television cameras on the way back.
Who's that?
Insurance man. I say, old chap, do you know you've got a bomb on your foot?
I'm getting just a little bit tired of your inane...
Sorry, old son, sorry. We'll soon have you out of here. They're bringing the crane forward now.
Back a bit more. What you have? Yeah, that's it. Roll the crane.
Swing it to the left.
Swing it to the left.
That's bang on.
Give the ambulance some room, please.
Yes, sir, ambulance, old chap. We'll be on our way now.
Yes, well, thank you, Derek.
It's all right, old son. Any time you get a bomb on your foot. All right, if we move off now, Inspector.
When you like, sir. We were just waiting for the ambulance to get through.
Right. Wagons roll, Sergeant.
Now, wait for the car, chap. Fire the TV cameras.
Thank you, Major. Our pleasure, Mr. Robson.
Poor devil. I'd hate to be in his shoes when he opens up on Monday. I don't think a little bit of speed would go amiss at this stage, Sergeant.
I think you're going a bit too fast, Sergeant. You can slow down now. We're nearly taking off, man. Slow down.
Look out.
Sorry, sir. Just wanted to put as much mileage between us and the town as possible.
I'm afraid that last jolt would send the bullion flying.
No, it's all right. Fraser's hanging onto it like grim death back there. I won't feel really safe until we're on that boat tonight.
I'm looking forward to that part of it, Sergeant. This tramp steamer of yours sounds like a sinking old hulk to me.
Well, he could have taken the Queen Elizabeth, sir. But I doubt if the customs men would have treated our bullion as personal luggage. What's that?
It's Fraser.
He's agitating about something.
We'll better pull up and see what it's all about.
What's up, Fraser?
The bomb, sir. It's ticking.
Ticking? Get back, both of you. Into the ditch, quick.
You said you'd remove the fuse.
Not that I am. I should have checked. There were two of them. You stay here.
What are you going to do?
You can sometimes stop the mechanism with a hefty swipe from a hammer.
Major. Don't risk it, Major. Come back. Major, are you all right? Major Derry, are you all right?
Doctor, I think he's coming round now.
Easy, old chap, easy.
What? What? The bomb. Got to get to the bomb.
All right, you're in hospital.
Hospital?
Couple of broken ribs, a crack on the head, that's all. Not very lucky.
How did I get here?
Two of your men brought you in. They were very worried about you. They're outside. Would you like to see them?
Yes, please.
He's coming now. Only for a few minutes, please.
Hello, Major.
Sergeant.
Taser.
Oh, I properly messed this one up, didn't I?
Boy, could have been a lot worse, sir.
It will be if the cops catch it. If you're quite closer in that locker, we've got to get out of here smart as
you.
What's that on your wrist?
Handcuffs, sir. They're waiting outside. Half the police in the county are out scavenging for gold at the moment. It's all over the ruddy place.
You're making my mouth water.
How long, you two? The inspector's waiting. Are you ready to make a statement, you sir?
No, I'm not. No, I'm injured. I'm in pain. I'm weak from lots of blood. Well, goodbye, chap. Wear your medals at the trial. They'll halve our sentence.
I'm with you all right, sir.
Now
I'm
what?
Mind out of the way, please. Let the stretcher through. Careful, he's got a broken leg. Bringing in a friend of yours to keep you company.
Well, Major Derry, got a bomb on your foot, did you?
Parkinson! Oh, no! Constable, I've recovered. Get my clothes. I'm ready to leave now. I'll make a statement at the station. Nurse! Where are my trousers?